Hi, I'm Sydney Steinberg, and this is the Barks Remarks, the official podcast series for the Redwood Bark. In this episode, we will be hearing from a variety of club founders about how they have grown their clubs from the ground up and what they are planning for the future. First, we will hear from Sophia Rossler about her experience starting the Type 1 Diabetes Club.
I was diagnosed my freshman year, and it was so hard. Well, first of all, being a freshman, and then also being even more isolated, having this heart disease to manage. And so it was just a rough year. I did the Type 1 walk, or JDRF walk, my freshman year, and I met so many people from different schools in the area, and it just felt so nice to have this community that got me and what I went through. And so I wanted to basically do that here at Redwood, and it was kind of hard.
Did you face any other challenges while you were beginning the club?
It's kind of hard to explain to people who haven't been directly affected by this disease, because it's so different. I mean, even I didn't know the difference between type 1 diabetes and type 2 diabetes before I was diagnosed. And so a lot of them didn't know that when they came to the club, so I kind of had to start off from scratch. For club day, I had my poster out and everything, and everyone was just walking by and laughing and stuff. And like, this one teacher, we had cookies for people to eat, and this one teacher was like, "You shouldn't be giving people cookies if you're a diabetes club. But with type 1 diabetes, you can eat whatever you want and everything." Yeah, it's very stigmatized.
How do you plan on developing your club this year?
I want to reach out to different schools, which will take time, and kind of find the kids there who have it. And then I also want to get involved in other organizations that donate diabetes supplies and stuff like that.
Next, we will hear from Ava Oppenheim about why she started the Constitutional Literacy Project and how she hopes to develop it this year.
What were your motives for starting this club?
Following sort of the election in 2016, saw there was a lot of division in the country in general, but also in Redwood, so wanted to have a club to discuss just political issues in a civil, intelligent way. So we usually are talking about the Constitution in terms of rights and the process by which it was created and the different ways it can be amended, but we also spend a lot of time talking about current political issues and sometimes applications of the Constitution to those issues.
Can you give me an example of one such discussion?
During the primary elections, and in general just elections, we've looked at gerrymandering and the constitutionality of it.
Do you plan on growing your club more this year?
I think so. We've done a few middle school presentation visits, and we're going to add more this year, probably visit some more schools, and hope to incorporate more people into the club as well.
Our next guest, Erin McCarthy, is a founder of both the Girls Who Code and Mind Body Soul Club. We will be talking to her about the need she saw for her clubs.
Well, I've always been really into technology, and I know that we didn't have a club on campus, so me and a friend decided to make one together because we wanted to pursue our interest in technology.
Was there already another coding club?
You know, there might have been one for guys, but there wasn't one for girls specifically. And there's class on campus too, but that's kind of male dominated. So I thought it was a good idea to create a space that girls could go to and feel welcomed.
You're also involved in the Mind, Body, and Soul Club?
Yeah, so Mind, Body, and Soul, I started sophomore year with one of my friends, and that kind of focused on mental health and just dealing with high school stress in like healthy ways.
Over the years, have you made any changes?
Yeah, so last year we decided to get more involved with the Wellness Center because my sophomore year we didn't do that. Sophomore year is just really like a class for the people in it, but we wanted to spread our message more.
Do you do like other activities out of club meetings?
Sometimes we'll do it like in smaller groups, but yeah, we try to go like work out together, just like mental health, stuff like that, keeping your body fit as well as your mind healthy.
Thank you to all our featured speakers for sharing their club stories, and Jack Green for our theme music. Be sure to look out for the Type 1 Diabetes, Constitutional Literacy Project, Girls Who Code, and Mind Body Soul clubs during Club Day on September 26. Again, I'm Sydney Steinberg, and thank you for listening to the Barks Remarks.